You know, you can only take off so much clothing in the summer to cool off, but in the wintertime, you can put on a lot of things to warm yourself up. So some folks like to kind of dial that thermostat down maybe a little bit or do some different things. Keep blankets and sweatshirts handy to keep yourself warm in the house and lower the utility bills that you would otherwise have to pay. According to the Money Tips blog, they list that the U.S. Department of Energy says the average U.S. household spends about $1,900 per year on home energy costs. So they do list a few tips that folks can take to lower monthly utility bills and maybe save a little bit more money. And one of those is to get it online. They say you should take a look at completing a home energy assessment. Maybe compare your energy use to similar homes that are in your area, and you can see where your home uses the most energy. That way you can do some targeting to try to figure out ways to save a few dollars here and there. Another way you can do that is to, they say, roll it out. Make sure your home has adequate insulation. You want to check the attic, the exterior walls, floors, the basement, crawl spaces. In unheated areas, be sure to insulate around furnace ducts or boiler pipes, things like that as well. Check out the insulation, and if it's insulation that's exposed, make sure it's still decent. Some older homes might have had insulation, but you know, the levels were different back in the day, and maybe not quite as much insulation was put in. The type of insulation that used is very different now than it was then. Sometimes it will compact over time and become less effective. Check those kinds of things out and see if you need to add or replace, in some cases, some of that insulation around those areas. Number three would be to buy it right. Make sure you're installing Energy Star lighting and appliances in your home. Now, these light bulbs use 75% less energy and can last up to 25 times longer than standard incandescent bulbs. Also, make sure you're sealing your house up. Use weather stripping, caulk. Make sure you seal any air leaks and block drafts in the basement, in the attic, around doors, windows, chimneys, electrical outlets. Little things that folks may not think about. You know, you can get little insulation, little insulated plates that you can put in underneath your outlet plates there to make sure that you're not getting any air through there. It's kind of interesting sometimes on some of those outside walls in the wintertime, you can really check, especially in some of those older homes that aren't quite as well insulated. Go stick your hand right up in front of the electrical outlet and feel the breeze coming through there. If you do, there are ways that you can seal that up. Also, they say to set it smart. Keep your thermostat at a reasonable temperature. They suggest 68 degrees or lower in the winter and perhaps 78 degrees or higher in the summer, and that can help you save some money. A programmable thermostat that automatically adjusts the temperature when you're away or when you're asleep also can help. There's no sense heating up or cooling down a home when you're not in it. So if you can check out those kinds of things as well, they can really help you out also. Number six, they say to let it shine. That's another tip that they give for lowering utility bills. Keep the draperies, the shades, and the blinds open on sunny winter days, especially with windows on the south side of your home. That way you can pick up some of that extra heating that comes from the sun's rays. And also on hot and sunny summer days, you want to keep those things closed. Closed drapes act as insulators as well, so they'll keep some of that out. So make sure you're using the natural resources around you in a smart fashion as well. Another tip that they give for lowering utility bills would be just turn it off. When plugged in, appliances and chargers use electricity, whether they're on or not. That wasted power is called phantom load. So you want to save by turning off and unplugging what you can, possibly reducing your home's phantom load by as much as a third. How often do you use the can opener in your kitchen? Is it plugged in all the time? Well, it's pulling electricity.
Good old cranked one.
There you go. Whatever happened to those days, huh? How about the toaster? Do you leave it plugged in even when you're not using it? I mean, honestly, how long do you use a toaster? A couple of minutes in the morning? That's about it. But it's pulling electricity all the time if you're always leaving it plugged in. So, you know, those are kind of things that might be setting close to outlets anyway. So maybe you want to just unplug those when you're finished using them, plug them back in later. It seems like a small thing, but as we all know, if you can save pennies, pennies become dimes, dimes become dollars, and dollars make you smart. So make sure that you take a look at those kinds of things, too. Also, another tip that they give is to keep it clear. Make sure your air registers and your radiators aren't being blocked. You know, so many times if you have registers that might be on the floor or along the baseboards, don't put furniture in front of them. Don't put a rug or over the top of them. Or how about drapes? Is the warm air just blowing right up the drapes and not heating up the house? So make sure you check all those kinds of things. And also, you might want to dust or vacuum out those registers or radiators on a fairly regular basis. You never know what kind of stuff gets in those things. If you have pets, well, there's pet hair and all kinds of things there, too. So you might want to clean those things out and make sure. Another thing that you can do, too, is to keep up the service. Service your heating system once a year so it runs properly and efficiently. And make sure you're changing those furnace filters regularly as well. In fact, October was National Energy Awareness Month, and so that's a time when you might want to sit down and take a look and assess exactly what you're doing there. But they also say that there are things that you can do to your home that are very simple, too, and that is, as we just mentioned, doing those regular heating and furnace checks. You know, there are a lot of companies that will do those kinds of things for you once or twice a year on a regular basis if you just sign up for it. It might be a little bit easier than trying to remember, did I have that done? I just don't remember if I called them or not. Well, if you start seeing those bills decline, it's kind of nice to be able to get that. So, you know, you might want to check through some of those things, too. It's important that furnaces are inspected periodically. In fact, some folks suggest that maybe you should take a look at doing that every year. And, you know, even if you have a new furnace that's just been put in a few years ago, well, you still want to keep it nice. I mean, you buy a new car, you still take it in for oil changes and to get some of the basic things taken care of to make it last longer. Works the same with those kinds of things, too. So, you know, don't forget to do it. Make sure that you do it. And also, you know, plumbing and heating experts are all over the place, too. So make sure you talk to them and use their expertise because they might know some things you don't. Like, for example, there's a sensor on that furnace, and maybe that needs to be replaced every few years or so. Well, you wouldn't know those things. They can take care of those things for you. So it's not the worst idea in the world to keep up on some of the inspections and things like that, too. Make sure you have your furnace, your heating and air conditioning system inspected periodically. And again, can't stress often enough, when was the last time you changed the filter? Do you even remember what it looks like? You hope so, because if a lot of those calls, and you can talk to any plumbing and heating service contractor, Brett would be the first one to tell you how many times they get calls from folks saying, this isn't working. So they'll stop out for a service call, and what ends up being the problem is the furnace filter hasn't been changed in quite a while, and it's gumming things up. Once they do that, all of a sudden, boom, everything's back to normal. That's great. It's working again. The downside is now you're having to pay for a service call for something that you could easily have done yourself with a furnace filter that doesn't cost very much. So make sure you take care of some of those simple things and check those today. If you haven't done that here recently, make sure you check those out. Lower your energy costs and save a little bit of money because you're going to need it. You're going to have to spend it on your health care. We need to listen to this once again from the folks at Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camlin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camlin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Hey, again, make sure you check out some of those things. Take a look around you and see how you can help out yourself there with not just your more efficient home, but also a little bit better budget outlook as well. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.